Chapter 47. Assembled, can you swear to your words as the shepherd asks ye?
Please no, Mr. Oak, said Caney, looking from one to the other with great uneasiness at the spiritual magnitude of the position.
I don't mind saying 'tis true, but I don't like to say 'tis damn true, if that's what you mean.
Cain, how can you? Asked Joseph sternly.
You be asked to swear in a holy manner, and you swear like wicked Shimei, the son of Jera, who cursed as he came.
Young man, fie. No, I don't.
'Tis you want to squander a poor boy's soul, Joseph Poorgrass, that's what 'tis, said Cain, beginning to cry.
All I mean, is that in common truth 'twas Miss Everton and Sergeant Troy, but in the horrible so help me truth, that ye want to make of it perhaps 'twas somebody else.
There's no getting at the rights of it, said Gabriel, turning to his work.
Cain Ball, you'll come to a bit of bread, groaned Joseph Poorgrass.
Then the reaper's hooks were flourished again, and the old sounds went on.
Gabriel, without making any pretense of being lively, did nothing to show that he was particularly dull.
However, Coggan knew pretty nearly how the land lay, and when they were in a nook together he said,
Don't take on about her, Gabriel.
What difference does it make whose sweetheart she is, since she can't be yours?
That's the very thing I say to myself, said Gabriel.
Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.